Welcome to JacksonCast, Episode 2. We'd like to apologize for the long wait. We also have a new guest host today, Jonathan.
Hi, my name is Jonathan.
Okay, so anyway, we are going to start now, and we'd like to apologize for the bad microphone quality. There's something wrong with Audacity, so... Okay, guys, so, welcome to JacksonCast Episode 2, and basically there's a lot of news going on, as you may have noticed. So, we have a new guest host, as you may have also noticed, whose name is Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Christoph.
So, since we have a very, very, very big show to get into, let's get started. I'm Christoph.
I'm Jonathan.
Okay, so... basically, the first thing I'd like to tell you is that because we all figured it's something that we should do. So, anyway, the first thing that we're going to highlight is the news. So, I guess I'd better start off with that. So, let's see what's going on. Okay, so basically, the first thing, since there's been so much news, what we're going to do is we're going to start from the bottom up. So, Jonathan, do you know what the first big story is that was released right after the title?
Well, was it probably the Demigod Files? That's probably the biggest news, isn't it?
Actually, no, it isn't. Okay. So, let's all tell Jonathan what the big news item is, and it is... the Percy Jackson mythology bee.
Oh, of course. The one that
yes.
I can't enter.
So wait around until... just get the official Percy Jackson Jackson that paid for it. Because we actually... it was such a big news that we decided we should create a page on it. So just wait on. Okay, so basically what the Percy Jackson mythology bee, and I keep on calling it the mythology spelling bee for some reason. So basically, let's start off with the prizes. Do you know what the prizes are, Jonathan?
Isn't the first one a trip to Greece for the Rick Riordan?
Yeah, correct.
Woo.
And the second one is a trip to one of those literary camp half-blood camps. Which I also think it's pretty cool that we have a literary camp half-blood camp. Actually, two of them in the fandom. Well, in the Percy Jackson world. And the third prize is signed copies of all five books. Now, of course, probably the prizes are going to be released after the last Olympian is published, so. Unless, of course, you get a preview of it.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be, so. And anyway, let's watch a little video of it. There's going to be some strange sound effects. Something's happening.
Okay,
so... so basically, it says, this fall, middle schools across the country will experience a new kind of bee. One winner from each school will enter the sweepstakes for a chance to win. And basically, it says, the prizes. Oh, yes, and by the way, if you want to participate and to request a PowerPoint of questions for your mythology beat, email childrens.marketing@disney.com. And it says for students aged 10 to 15. So, do you want to watch the video?
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah.
Okay. So, here we go.
Hi, I'm Rick Riordan, author of Percy Jackson and the Olympian Series. As you may know, my books have the gods of Olympus alive and well in 21st century America. If you like Greek mythology as much as I do, I hope you're going to like the adventures of Percy Jackson, half god, half mortal, son of Poseidon.
That is not Audacity, by the way. Okay.
Books are full of monsters, titans, satyrs, minotaurs, and all kinds of other stuff. And now, Disney Hyperion is giving you the chance to prove your mythology knowledge by participating in the Percy Jackson Mythology Bee, a nationwide contest. If you're interested, talk to your teacher and librarian, but I can tell you right now, the grand prize is a trip to Greece and the chance to meet me and talk to demigods. So brush up on those gods and monsters, and good luck.
That was pretty cool, huh?
Oh, it's good, yeah.
The only thing that I think is wrong with it was the microphone quality.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, basically, if you want to learn more about the Percy Jackson mythology bee, you can go to Jackson it, or you can go to percyjacksonbooks.com. So, anyway. So let's go on with the next big news, which I think is, let me see. Okay, wait a minute, I'm getting some. Okay, so the first thing that I think that, the other thing that I think everyone will be interested is 39 Clues. Which isn't related to Percy Jackson in any way. So,
yeah, I haven't read it yet.
Me neither.
I just ordered it actually from I don't know if you have it, but I ordered it from off the website. I haven't read it yet, oddly enough.
I know that I think the thing that's the most interesting thing about 39 Clues is that it's going to be written by different authors.
I thought that was quite odd.
Yeah, me too.
But do you know what? Apparently, because I wanted it to, so people who don't know who Rick Riordan is read it anyway.
Yeah. So, basically, okay, oh yes, and by the way, there's Rick Riordan, it's on his blog, so I can get it there, luckily. Oh wait, let me check the feed. Oh yeah, by the way, Rick Riordan is sponsoring a Bright Straight auction, which probably happened long after today, done anyway. So anyway, it's a charity thing. But so, did you know about it, Jonathan?
No, I didn't know about it, actually.
Oh. Well, I looked at the site and... It seemed okay. Was some so now I think the next big news item is the Demigod Files, which I think is pretty big. So with Jonathan, can you explain what the Demigod Files is?
Well, not much is known about them yet, really, but they're going to be a tie-in to the book.
Yeah, and actually, I linked to Amazon. Actually, as so basically, Rook posted about it in his blog, which basically, I'll just read the summary, okay? So basically, it was coming soon, coming February 10th to a bookstore near you, Percy Jackson and Olympians, the Demigod Files. if you cannot wait for the last Olympian to arrive in May, this is the perfect book to tide you over. Tide you over, but get it? A little Poseidon humor in there. The Demigod Vials feature three Percy Jackson adventure stories to fill you in on what Percy does during the school year. You will see Thalia, Nico, Inadith, and all your favorites, plus cool new monsters, titans, and godlings. The Demigod Files also contains top secret exclusives, interviews with the characters from the series. What does Inadith really think of Percy? Who could Clarice notice like to pulverize? What is the Stoll Brothers' greatest prank? What magic item would Percy Nose like to have if he couldn't have Riptide? What is Grover's favorite song to play on Z-Reed pipes? You'll find out the answers to these questions and more only in the Demigod Files. I want to buy it already, by the way. You can also...
But I just got chills.
Yeah. You could also see pictures of the major characters, a net of the camp, and many other cool graphics and games. By the way, the map isn't exclusive. We have it. Or we think we have it. Look for the Demigod Files on February 10th. And of course, in the end of that, Percy 5, The Last Olympian, will be released May 5th.
Is that going to be sold in Britain?
I think so.
I never saw the page was coming out before. It does in America, which I wonder why we're doing it for that.
Okay, so when we do a podcast episode on that, can you read it for me?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll make
okay.
Sure I get it when it comes out.
Okay, so basically, oh yes, and by the way, here's another really, really, really important bit of news. Rick Riordan has just took those. Oh wait, this is a spoiler, guys. So anyway, did you hear about the spoiler that Percy might live? Live? Mm-hmm. What?
I read about it a couple of days ago.
I know.
Okay. I was thinking, maybe what they could do, if he was going to die, what they could do, something could happen. I mean, Annabeth could take over doing it, like, That could happen. Or am I just alone thinking that?
I think you are.
Oh. Never mind.
Everyone wants Nico or Thalia to take over it, not Annabeth. So, that's...
I think Nico might be the chosen one.
He could be. Okay, so anyway, Rick Warren has just announced that Percy Jackson has just celebrated 75 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, which I think is pretty cool. Of course, by now it's probably 76, but... Okay, and basically, this is perhaps the biggest news we've gotten. It basically is pretty short, but basically, it's... Okay, so basically, what the thing's about is it's about this, that what Rick Riordan is going to do when he's done writing Percy Jackson. So, Jonathan, would you like to explain it to everyone? Would you?
Pardon?
Would you like to explain the what Rick Riordan's going to do once he's finished with Percy Jackson to everyone?
Oh, well, what he's going to do, he's going to do a short 5-book story, which features a new generation of demigods. I mean, I think Percy, probably Annabeth, and Chiron are going to feature in it. But the big question is for everybody.
Go on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, actually, good point. So, I don't think it's going to be a son of... Well,
it's going to decide him, though.
Probably not, because if... because that would get a little bit old. It would be a bit better if we did for the girls who like this series, not for the boys, by the way, so please don't do this recording.
What about a son of Athena?
Well, I was thinking you might do a daughter of Poseidon, but that's possible. I was thinking it would probably be a son or a daughter of the big three.
They'll probably have a might what do one about Nico, possibly.
They might, but I think what it's going to, I think how they're going to feature Percy Jackson, those characters, is it's going to be the 10 years or 1 year after Percy Jackson had defeated Cronus or something like that.
Well, I think, going on to that subject, I think that Percy will become like the sword keep or something like that.
Well, actually, I think that Percy will probably become a god. Or something. Some sort of god. Yeah. Sort of like that. That's pretty nuts. What I think might happen.
Yeah, but we don't know yet, really.
Yeah, we don't.
See, I've been thinking that if Cronus wanted to invade the camp, why doesn't he just go in, like, a winter where nobody's there?
Well, I think maybe one of the, I think he might do that. That Rick Riordan wouldn't do that because that would be bad for the plot because no one would get to fight him. Oh yeah, and by the way, another thing about that news about what's going on, about the new Camp Half-Blood series, Rick Riordan sort of released it earlier. Because it was in an interview, a question that says, what will you do after you're finished with Percy Jackson? And then it said something like, I'll probably be writing a new series featuring a new generation of demigods. So, basically, if you check Rick Riordan's site thoroughly, you'll probably get that. And actually, that's something I should do. Rick Riordan's site navigation. How to navigate the Quirin site, that would be pretty cool.
I was just thinking that maybe it's only me wondering this, but maybe we'll do a Percy Jackson video game.
Actually, they probably would do that.
Yeah, because most new films that come out now always have a game appearance or something like that.
Yeah, they probably would do that. The only thing that they might have to worry about is the fact that it might not sell so well.
Probably sell better in America than it does in Britain, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there are more American fans in the Percy Jackson world than British fans.
Yeah, but looking at something, there's only like a couple of people in my school that read it, like, I don't know, five. But on some of the Percy Jackson sites, like, there's this poll that said something like 25% of them were British, which is quite a lot.
It is, but...
Yeah, but compared to the biggest number is America, because the author is American.
Hey, wait, what? Where did you get that?
I don't know, it's just when I just started reading them. I just checked. It came up.
Oh. Ah, I see.
Yeah, but that was, you say expanded quite a lot now.
It has.
More people read it.
I know, just that the people who go online to check the sites, that's really expanding very, very, very slowly, which isn't so good.
Yeah, because, no one in my school actually goes on the site that reads it.
Yeah, I know.
I've been trying to introduce them to the website, but they don't seem to... Yeah, I've given them the website, but they don't seem to visit.
Actually, they might just, like, take one or two glances at it occasionally, but I don't think they're too into it to post comments. Which I think is a drag.
Like us, junkie fans.
Yeah. So anyway, I think we should move on to site updates. Which I'm going to be really nice to Jonathan, and I'm going to let him participate.
Thank you.
Anytime.
I'll just bring up my site.
What?
I'll just bring up my site.
Okay, so the first thing, in case any of you guys were wondering, Jonathan's site is called Blue Candy, and you might have heard of it. Wait, how long has this site been online, Jonathan? Because
not very much. A couple of months.
Oh, mine's sort of around that time, too. And anyway, he has a guest book online, unlike me. So anyway, in case you want to sneak some tips on when the next episode's going to be recorded, you can check Jonathan's guest book. Hey, wait, Jonathan, what's wrong with your email? Out of curiosity. Well, do you ever check it?
Yeah, of course I check my email.
Oh, wait, well, do you reply to any of the things I send you?
Kind of.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, kind of.
So anyway, has anything... Okay, I'm going to also be even kinder to Jonathan, and I'm going to let him go first. So...
Thank you. Well, basically what I've updated is I've added a new page for talking about the lovers of Zeus. Like, I don't know if you've heard any of the stories.
Yeah, I have. I'm a big fan of the Greek myths.
Yeah, I've got a book of them. Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll just read you the title so you know what it's, It's The Usborne Guide for Greek Mythology and Legends. It's a good book, so if you just want to pick it up from your local, I don't know if you have W.H. Smith, America.
Well, actually, a good book for that, I think. And I'm checking out your new page. Okay, well, I don't see it. I think it's in the works, right?
Oh yeah, I haven't added it yet, but it will shortly be added on to the website. I'm just tweaking it a bit to check my spellings and everything.
Okay, that's something I think that is a good idea. Just a little tip, just make sure that you capitalize the beginnings of sentences. I think that that's something you should really do, Jonathan. So...
God, you sound like my mum.
Well, I always spell check it. And I always capitalize everything, so... Basically, you can lose people, so...
Yeah, you're probably right, but...
Okay, so I guess I'll go because I think my site has probably been updated a lot more than yours has. No offense, but... Okay, so basically the first thing that I would like to point out, this bit of news made me so happy, is that Synthesite, which is what I use to create my website, great website creator, if you're interested in that kind of thing, updated its features, so now there's a blog thing, but the only unfortunate thing is, it does not come with comments added on. Yeah, I don't know how to do that. And also unfortunately, you cannot add one to the homepage, which I deleted the homepage.
I've tried doing that.
Hey, wait, do you sit this right?
I was wondering, do you want me to read out the story of one of Zeus's lovers?
Actually, I think we should save that for later. I think. Okay, so another thing that's been updated is editorials, but unfortunately I'm still looking for someone to do that. By the way, Jonathan, if you want to do it, just tell me.
Yeah,
okay, you can check it out. There's no posts, but basically... Oh wait, I have to add it. Okay, basically what an editorial is it's basically... it's basically written as if you were some sort of policeman or something. And then you stated a certain opinion. And that's pretty much it. And they're interesting to read.
Now, if you've done your information about updates, I'm tempted to do this one thing. I'm tempted to do
an encyclopedia of the myth world, like for Argus, and you know.
Oh, that?
Like that.
I think that's called a lexicon, and by the way, we have one. It finally got up. It got up a few days after the second episode was released, and it's pretty cool. You can look up the characters and you can look up characters and monsters there. So, and gods too.
Yeah, because
and basically monsters that appear or will appear in the books. Another thing that we updated was we changed the layout a bit. We just changed the menu because I was tired of just looking and seeing a city with the book cover of the Lightning Thief, so I changed it. So now it's more Percy Jackson-ish. It says Percy, Annabeth, and Grover on it.
I'll just check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good, good.
Yes, and by the way, the search feature for the lexicon doesn't exactly work, so you can just ignore it for now. Okay, so anyway, so now I think it's time to move on to the main discussion. Okay, and basically this name discussion, okay, we're going to go that into really big depth. There's a lot on it, and not only that, there's even an entire site about it, and it's called Percibeth. Now, in case you don't know now what's Percibeth, basically what Percibeth is Percy Jackson and Annabeth Chase as a couple. So now it's time for... Okay, so basically now it's time for me to thoroughly plug the fact that there's this great site out there about it. It's www.percibethworld.weebly.com, and it's really good. It has forums, it has blogs, it has everything. I really recommend it if you're interested in Percibeth. And anyway...
Well, I believe, which nobody agrees with me with, I believe in Groverbeth.
I don't agree with you.
What?
I just said I don't agree with you.
They're made for each other.
Maybe.
I can see a relationship.
And now you're bored. Okay, now what you're doing is now you're considering that when Annabeth already has several other crushes, she has a crush on Luke and a crush on Percy, and she's dealing with both, that she has time to add a crush on a savior, okay? I don't think that would happen. Actually, Okay, so basically, I think the main thing is the kissing. I love the kissing. So basically, that's my...
Yeah, I think the main bit in the first book is probably when they're going on to that love ride. Do you remember that bit?
Yeah, I do.
That's probably the main bit there. And probably also...
Okay, I'm trying to find where the kissing is. Okay, so basically, the actual sentence is, Annabeth glared down at me like she was going to punch me. And then she did something that surprised me even more. She kissed me, which is pretty cool. Or actually, maybe not. It's not cool, okay? It's pretty romantic, I'll say.
The thing is, I don't understand about, Percibeth, or whatever you call it, Luke is what they call it, Thalia and Luke.
That's Thalia and Luke, and that actually I don't think is going to happen.
But I thought it was going to happen when I read the third book, but at the beginning.
No, I don't think it's going to happen, actually.
I don't think it is now, but I did think it was going to happen when I was coming towards the end of the third one.
Oh, well, I think that maybe I'll talk about... Well, that's an interesting point. Actually, it might happen, but only assuming that Luke comes out of this alive.
I wonder what Nico's plan is, though. Just that,
What do you mean? You mean who he likes?
The first time having a plan, isn't it?
Oh, that? Well, basically...
Yeah, I just wonder what it is.
Well, I think that you should listen to episode 1. Or have you listened to episode 1?
I listened to episode 2.
Oh, but you should listen to episode 1. And basically, even though that my microphone quality is down, it actually gives some good theories about that.
Okay. So,
what? Oh, do we have more on it? Well, I also think that what we should talk about is the secret things. Well, basically the things that you wouldn't exactly notice. Okay, so basically I think the secret things is when they start fighting among each other. Do you think that that's a good point, or?
When they start fighting among each other.
Well, I mean, when they start arguing. Well, basically, on page 68 of the Battle of the Labyrinth, I'm looking at Curse of the World, that, well, basically, I've been studying architecture for years, he said. Okay, I'm going to do a bad imitation of the audiobooks.
Okay.
But I know Daedalus's labyrinth better than anyone from reading about it. Yeah. Well, yes. That's not enough. It has to be. It isn't. Are you going to help me or not? I realized everyone was watching Annabeth and me like a tennis match. So, I think I did.
That was the worst imitation I've ever heard.
Well, if you ever listen to the audiobooks, I think that you'll find that the person who does it worse than I do.
It wasn't bad, actually.
Well, the thing I dislike about them is they always say, always imitates the gods like, but we can't do this, we have to do that, or something like that, which I think totally ruins the effect.
One of the probably main the arguments they have is probably when, when he comes out and he's just been, fighting the campers, I don't know how you say it. And he says something about a girl helping him, and Annabeth goes really funny and everything.
About what?
He's just been battling with the at the beginning of Battle of Labyrinth, and he's just been fighting the, now to say it, the monster at the beginning, the cheerleaders.
I think those are Amphusia or something. I don't know how you pronounce them, but
I can't say that. And he mentioned something about being with a girl, and Annabeth goes really funny, doesn't she? And she won't talk to him, which is a bit odd, I found.
Oh wait. Ah, I see. Oh,
you know what I mean, don't you?
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I thought that was pretty funny.
That made me laugh at it.
Yeah, so anyway, okay, I'll read it. What I think it is. I burst out of the alley onto East 87th Street and ran straight into Annabeth. Hey, you're early, she laughed, grabbing my shoulders to keep me from tumbling into the street. Watch where you're going, seaweed brain. A split second, she was in a good mood and everything was fine. She was wearing jeans and an orange camp t-shirt and her clay bead necklace. Her blonde hair was pulled back into a ponytail. Her gray eyes sparkled. She looked like she was ready to catch a movie, having a cool afternoon hanging out together. Then, Rachel Elizabeth Dare, still covered in monster dust, came charging out of the alley, yelling, Percy, wait up! She frowned at me. What did he do this time, and who is this? That's pretty funny.
That's,
The thing I'm wondering about is if Percibeth is relevant, because what's her name, the ginger hair girl?
Rachel Elizabeth Dare, I think.
Yeah, that's one. Well, she seems to like Percy.
And then there's Luke.
Of course, because I think we're looking at a love triangle.
Pretty much. Or maybe a love square or something. So basically, it's Annabeth, Luke, and Percy.
That's basically it. Of course, there's a... I'm not sure about Rachel there. Because,
Well, the fact is...
You don't really know much about her, do you?
Well, Annabeth considers it that way, so I suppose maybe we have to consider it that way. I think...
There's the end of it, if you've read it, if you can remember it.
But
they have the
Battle of
the end of it's quite different, isn't it?
You mean Battle of the Labyrinth? Oh, you'd better...
Wait.
For a second, I thought he was talking about Annabeth kissing me, so I blushed, but then I realized he was talking about something a lot bigger. Is that it?
Yeah, that's probably the main bit. And on page 350-something, it says something like, you'd better go,
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Okay.
That's probably the most interesting Percibeth moment, I think.
Probably.
Percibeth moment.
I don't really know. I can't remember all of them because there were about 10 million, and especially looking at here, but I think that was pretty interesting. So anyway.
Yeah, that's my favorite moment. I was to pick one.
Okay, so anyway, let's just go back to the Bronze Dragon, where Annabeth kisses Percy. Which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, and doesn't he invite her to the fireworks thing?
Oh yeah, that? Oh cool.
Has that happened yet?
What has, you mean?
The fireworks thing you were about.
Well, I think it might be mentioned in The Sword of Hyades or Book 5.
That's possibly, maybe towards the end.
You want to know something that would make you really, really, really mad at Rick Riordan? Well, what would happen if he wrote Book 5 and there's only kissing, but there isn't any dating or dances or celebrations or all those things that teenagers do? I swear, I would be so mad at him. That would completely ruin the books.
Yeah. Because basically, we've kind of been waiting for that, haven't we? That chance when that happens.
Yes. And I'm even mad at him for the fact that he didn't do it in Battle of the Labyrinth.
Yeah, but that's kind of ruining it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't give it a too happy ending.
Yeah, I still think that he should. It would have taken him two or three pages just to add some dating moment, some date that Percy and Annabeth had, which I think would have been a really good ending. And then.
That would be.
Yeah, that would be a very good thing to have before Percy went home. I think that. I still like the ending, but I think he should have included that just before the ending. That would have been good.
Yeah, that would have been a good ending. And I have an idea about what's his name? Paul Blowfish, is that his name?
Oh yeah. Blowfish. Well, let's call him Blowfish in honor of Poseidon. So continue.
Blowfish. About Blowfish, I don't know. He could be. I think I've got suspicions. He might be related to Kronos in some way, Eddie. Anybody?
I don't think so. Because if he was related to Cronus, Poseidon would know. But the other thing...
He might, He's going to have something else to do with the book, though.
Yeah, he will. I think what's going to happen is the wedding is going to be attacked by monsters. Because I find that Percy Jackson usually imitates Harry Potter a lot. Not exactly, but still it does that. And I think that that would be okay to do, but...
Well, I don't really know much about Harry Potter.
Oh, well, anyway, in case you have not read Harry Potter, I'm going to tell you to go to your library, to go to the bookstore and buy all 7 books and read all 7 books, and by the time you're done, you'll thank me that I told you to do that.
Yeah, but thing is, I've read all of them, but the last one.
Oh, the last one is really, really, really good, and I definitely recommend you read that.
I'm just a bit sad about Dobby. I can't.
Yeah.
Well,
I like Dobby.
Oh yeah, Dobby's a good character, but I still think that you should read it. Because Dobby's funeral was a good scene, so. But anyway, we're getting...
It's a good send-off.
Yeah, but anyway, we're getting off topic, so.
Yeah, you are.
So anyway, let's get back to Percy Jackson. So anyway, I'm trying to find the moment where Annabeth... It was a good idea of Rick Riordan to put some dating there. Because basically... Well, anyway, I'll read the line. But from The Bronze Dragon, which is a short story. Check it out on Jacksonette.
If you haven't read it, it's a good read if you're waiting for the next book.
Yeah, and not only that, it's free. And there's also The Stolen Chariot, which is another good one.
I don't think that's just a good book.
No, that's a pretty good. Not only that, it offers some... And not only that, I think it would have been better if Annabeth was there, too. I think that would have been a really, really, really good scene. That would have been so funny.
Moving on about what you're about to read.
Okay, so anyway, so basically it goes like this. But Annabeth just snarled and put us in jail. As she was heading back to the front line, she turned and winked. See you at the fireworks. She didn't even wait for my answer before darting off into the woods. I looked at Beckendorf. Did he just ask me out? He shrugged, completely disgusted. Who knows with girls? Give me a haywire dragon anyway. Any day, which I think was a pretty funny line, especially at the beginning of the thing. Because Beckendorf acts like he knows about girls, and then I think that was a pretty funny line. Good job, Rick Riordan.
He's pretty nervous. Yeah.
So anyway, that's it. So if you're a Persebeth shipper, you should read The Bronze Dragon first. If you aren't, read The Stolen Chariot first. So there you go. So, anything else we should add?
Yeah, maybe we should talk about, read a bit about the Zeus's lovers.
Zeus's lovers?
I've got a bit on my side about it. Anybody would like me to read it out?
Okay, I have a great idea. How about we broaden that out so it's Greek mythology, okay? Is that a good idea?
So
we'll start off with Zeus's lovers. Now Jonathan is going to be in charge of this segment, so I'll leave it to Jonathan.
I'll just bring it up.
By the way, is that page out yet?
No, tomorrow I'm gonna put it online so everybody can read it, and if it seems to be a success, I'll add more.
That's good, but I think what you should really do is you should make a mythology encyclopedia. That would be something that would be a really, really, really good idea.
I'll give it a go. My site doesn't seem to be working. I'll read it out of the book then.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be responding at the moment. So I'll just find it.
Wait, Jonathan, I'm going to edit this question I I'm going to ask you out, but I was just wondering, would you like to be affiliates? Because since we're doing all this together, it would be a good idea to be affiliates. So.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, so basically, just get on, while you're on FreeWebs, add my site to it. I'll add yours.
So let's, I'll just read the story then.
Okay.
When Zeus fell in love with Io, he turned her into a white cow to hide her from his wife, Hera. Hera found out and tethered Io, leaving her 100-eyed servant, Argus, on guard. Zeus sent Hermes to soothe Argus to sleep by playing his lyre. One by one, Argus closed all his eyes. Hermes swiftly struck off his head and freed Io. Hera was furious and sent gadfly to sting her rival. The insect travelled Io all the way to Egypt. Here she became a woman again and a priestess of Egyptian god Isis. Well, that's the story of Io. And if you like it, please leave a comment in the guest book on my site.
Okay, so that was actually a pretty good one. So do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I've got nothing else to say.
Okay, so I guess we'll go on to a short segment. I think you all know what that is. It's called Character versus Character. And I think this week's topic, well, I was relying on Jack would be here, but since he isn't, I'll just sneak one up, so. Do you have any good ideas, Jonathan?
For a character be a character? Well,
no.
I have a good idea.
What?
Zeus and Poseidon.
Oh, good one.
They're common rivals, aren't they?
Good one. Okay, we're doing that. Zeus and Poseidon. So, okay, so this... No. Well, basically... Well, basically, character versus character is we just decide who would win if they went one-on-one. Okay, so, basically, I'd say that's a pretty tricky answer. I'd say it would be a tie. What would you... And the reason being is, even though Rick Riordan sort of supports Poseidon, I still think that Zeus might live in order for the plot line, which might happen. So, what do you think, Jonathan?
Well, I believe that most likely, are we talking about Zeus's demigod children, or?
No, we're talking about the gods one on one.
Because Poseidon has got earthquakes, Zeus has got thunder, but I think the biggest cause of destruction is probably earthquakes, would I be right in thinking that?
Well, the thing is, Zeus has, one thunderbolt can do a lot of damage in a short area, and Zeus probably has 10,000 or millions and billions of thunderbolts, so... If we were to fire all of his thunderbolts, and not only that, he'd still get more in about 2 seconds, that would be very, very, very destructive.
But, an earthquake can, cause tsunamis, can't it? Causing devastation to, every country has water around it, so causing devastation spreading around the globe.
I know, well, actually not every country has water around it, but the thing is, it's going to be pretty hard, and the tsunami would have to be really big in order to get into the mainland.
Most likely, obviously Zeus has, control of the sky, doesn't he, because that's his element, The common rivals, as you probably know from reading the Percy Jackson books,
I would explain why Thalia, if that's how you pronounce your name, I'm not sure, and Percy are rivals, wouldn't it?
Well, not exactly. They're sort of like, they're more of acquaintances, which basically means you aren't exactly a friend, you aren't exactly... Actually, I'd say that they're friends, but...
Yeah.
I think the rivalry only extends... does not extend to the demigod children.
No, not violent.
Yeah, not as violent as it is with the parents.
You know of, I've been putting Zeus in a net. Saying,
Well, I still think it's a tie. So
yeah, it would be a gridlock.
Yeah, I'd say it's a tie. So you say it's a tie too?
Yeah, I'd probably say it's a tie because they're both members of the big three. I was wondering if we brought Hades into this.
Yeah.
Because he has complete control of the underworld, doesn't he, and all of his subjects. That's a lot, isn't it?
Well, that would be a still. I still think that would be a tie. But
because they're all as powerful as each other.
Yeah.
Do you agree to that?
I think that if Zeus and Poseidon, or Poseidon and Hades, or Zeus and Hades sided up against one of the gods, the side with two people would win because two people can usually beat one.
Yeah, say, because I believe Poseidon would probably want to be leader, wouldn't he?
That's a toughie, but... So, I just say that it would probably be a tie.
Yeah, unless, say, two gods beat one.
Yeah. Unless two gods beat another one, which...
I'm most likely it would be Poseidon siding with Hades. I mean, they would argue over who would take the throne for them, wouldn't they?
Good point. So I think that would just... So I just say that if it came down to that, it would probably be a tie. Okay, so... Unfortunately, that wraps it up, but... Well, and before we wrap it up, I'm going to have to check the email. So wait a moment. One moment, so please. Okay, so we got one email. Well, actually, this is a really, really, really old email, but anyway, basically, this email relates to Persebeth. And what it is it's a question that says, why doesn't Annabeth tell Percy that she likes him? And I think this was an answer in a bad recording, that it was, well, I think it's because... Well, because if Annabeth were to say to Percy and Percy, I love you. And then what would Percy say? Would he say, and I love you too, Annabeth? Or would he say, ew, gross, what's this idiotic, stupid thing? Get her away from me. What?
The beginning of the series or the end of the series.
Well, I think what good point, that I think what Annabeth is waiting for is Percy to say, Annabeth, I love you. And then Annabeth would say to Percy, and I love you too.
Oh.
Yeah. Aww. And then they make out.
Yeah. You know, I can't picture that.
You can't? Why not?
One, because it's a children's book for about, I don't know, I think it's from ages 7.
Yes, I know, but what exactly are you going to... Well, what exactly are you going to tell, well, some of those 20-year-old webmasters, masters that you are not involving, shall we say, love in the series? Can you answer that question?
I think you're right.
Yes, I think I'm right. Thank you.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Any more emails, Crystal?
Actually, unfortunately, none. So I don't know why, but we haven't gotten a lot of emails lately. So.
No, I don't normally get any emails. Have you got any? Comments in your guest book or anything?
We don't have a guest book. But here's a quick plug. We have a chat room, so if you want to go on there, you can chat with other people that are online, if there is any, by the way. And it's pretty cool.
It's pretty good. I've been in it a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Now, Ilya, by the way, I'm online now, so you can come on.
Okay.
So anyway, now we're online, which I think is pretty nice. Aww. So anyway, basically, I think now it's time to wrap it up that I can, unfortunately, no longer, can't stay on the chat room long because I have to get the theme song. I do not have a copy and I'm going to force Jack to give me a copy soon. So this will be edited out, Doug. Okay.
Also, for all the bits where we stutter or anything.
Okay, so basically, now what it's going to be is. Okay, so Jonathan, please tell us. Okay, I'll tell. Okay, guys, Jonathan.
Yes.
Okay, so basically, I'm going to wrap it up now. Okay, guys, and look, it's the end of the show. We're sorry that before, that we won't go just yet, we'll wrap it up with our contact info. So, if you would like to email us, you can email us at jacksonsite@gmail.com, jacksoncastpodcast@gmail.com, or jacksoncast@podomatic.com. You can also use the handy feedback form located at jacksonet. And in regard to the voicemail system, if you have a Podomatic account, you can click the button that says record a comment, which I think is pretty cool. And now, a quick plug, follow us on Twitter. So that way you can get the latest updates on the show. And Basic and Jacksonet, so you can follow us there. Dig the show at dig.com so we can get good reviews, but unfortunately, guys, we are having some sort of trouble with Dig, so unfortunately we can't exactly use it yet, but I'll tell you guys when you can use it. And vote for us once a month at Podcast Alley, which Jonathan, have you? Which basically, if you do that, hopefully we'll be able to get on number one. So, I'm Christoph.
I'm Jonathan.
Okay, so, what the heck, okay, Jonathan?
Yeah?
Okay, so, it's the...